Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships, to our orgasms, to our children, and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big, open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 102 of the O Woman Podcast. And today, we're talking about reasons why you might not want an engagement ring. Now, this is not reasons why you might not want to be engaged or married or whatever, and I know there's arguments for that. But today, I wanted to talk about some potential reasons why you might not want an engagement ring. And then in my case, because I did have an engagement ring, or rings, actually, I wanted to share my story and why my husband and I chose to do what we did with the rings, because it was in our own sort of meaningful way. So I found this really fantastic article from XO Jane by Rebecca Vibon Brink, and it was written earlier this year, and she gives six reasons why she absolutely did not want a wedding ring. So it's a really cool article because it's written from the actual perspective of a woman who never had an engagement ring. So it's not just a theoretical thing. It's actually from her ideas, and that's kind of the bit of the story I'll bring to it, too, is my feelings about it and what we chose to do, my husband and I. So, first of all, the author wants to say that, hey, if you want an engagement ring, do it. But she just wants to make you aware of a couple different things that you might not have known about engagement rings. A couple of them are sort of the history of an engagement ring. And maybe you have known some of these. It's hard to say. But the thing that happens now is people get engaged, and there's a big excitement, and people post a bunch of pictures of them and their ring on Facebook, on Twitter, online, you know, that kind of thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there's a big to-do about getting engaged. And one of the things that she said that was frustrating to her about that and having the engagement ring was that, to her, it's almost like the man shows commitment just by asking a woman to marry him. And she thinks that this isn't actually something that men think. Men don't think like, I'm gonna just show commitment by asking her to marry me. But she thinks that society thinks that therefore somehow their relationship is more valid, kind of. Like, the guy is actually committed, so he's gonna ask her to marry him and get her a ring. And maybe that's true, but she says that's kind of a fucked up, way, and this is actually her words, to think about men, that they kind of, need to show commitment through giving a ring, or that they need to only value the relationship when they think, oh, I have an investment in this woman and the fact that I gave her the ring, because if I dump her, she'll keep the ring, or, you know, that kind of thing. Which isn't the way men think about it in probably most cases. And so she feels like that's kind of a negative thing. So that's one of the reasons why she didn't want an engagement ring. And then also that somehow there's an implication that a man can't be taken at his word just to say, I'm going to marry you, without giving her a gift. And she feels like that reinforces that stereotype of men being unfaithful, which isn't a thing either, necessarily. I mean, some men are, some men aren't. Some women are, some women aren't. She doesn't think it's an instinctual thing to be unfaithful and go sowing your oats. So another issue that she had with it is that there's a stigma of kind of marking a woman as your property when you give her an engagement ring. Because let's face it, men don't wear engagement rings, and women do. And actually, my husband, when we first got engaged, asked me, before we got engaged, he asked me, he said, do guys wear engagement rings too? And I loved that he didn't know that. I think it's super cute and funny that he didn't know that. But I remember my response was like, no, of course not. But how should he know that? How should someone know that? It makes more sense that you should both wear a ring, right? So to the author, she's saying, it kind of signals that you're taken, which also shows a sort of a distrust in women, like she has to show that she's taken, or so she might go off with someone else, or I don't trust my fiance, so, or other men, so I need to have it displayed for all to see that she's taken. I mean, what's the first thing that you do when you meet someone that you think is cute? You look at their hand. You want to know if they're wearing an engagement ring or if they're wearing a wedding ring. And sometimes they're married and they aren't wearing them. I have a couple friends that are married and they aren't wearing wedding rings. They might wear them eventually, but they just aren't right now. And that's just the way they chose to do that. Another reason she has an issue with engagement rings is that the money is better spent doing something else, which is really a true thing, and that's one of the reasons why Jason and I chose to do what we did with our rings, which I'll explain in a minute. I mean, if your partner is got a lot of money and wants to spend money on the ring, then fine, do it. But it seems more feasible to the author to spend it on the relationship. So maybe spend it on the wedding, which I would argue with that. I think your wedding should be, you know, pretty cheap. Unless, I guess, your family has money to burn, or you do, you know, maybe you do. But spending so much money on a wedding isn't going to be as great as spending it on an investment in the future. But, you know, why not go take a great trip together, or invest it in something, or start to put the down payment on your house, or pay your house off, you know, further in the future than you thought you could, that kind of thing. And so it's going to benefit both people and do that. A wedding is about both people and their relationship, and an engagement ring is not. An engagement ring is about one person. I mean, it's about both people and their relationship, but it's only on one person. And so I see how she totally, how she dislikes that. Another thing that she thinks is that it starts a marriage out inequitably. So she's saying it kind of seems like a woman's being paid for. He's like buying her commitment with that ring. That's on one hand. And then when you look at it in a different way, you kind of think about how the woman doesn't have to pay for that extravagant, extra, unnecessary cost of the engagement ring, but her husband has to. So there's some sort of a dynamic that's different. It doesn't put everyone on an equal playing field. And then she asks too, what kind of relationship dynamic does that establish? Like, how does that maybe affect the relationship in the future? Or what kind of social dynamic does that establish, or, you know, continue? Does it remind people that women should be paid for? Or does it remind people that men should give women everything they want, you know, or give them some nice jewelry, which maybe isn't something that needs to happen? So I think that her pointing that out was a really interesting thing too. And the fifth reason that she says is just bottom line, like from a logistical standpoint, they're just too expensive in most cases. The median household income last year was around $50,000. And when you're supposed to do all the math and figure out, you know, like how much you're supposed to spend on a ring, the average engagement ring costs $4,000. But most people showed more like $5,400 when they're buying a ring. So that means it's costing between 13% of your gross income, which is kind of crazy when you think about how an apartment costs much less than that. You could rent an apartment for 6 months together when at the beginning of your life, you know, that kind of thing. So when you think about it compared to other things, is it really that necessary? I mean, technically you could say it is an investment. It is something for you to pass on to your children. That's true because you could sell it if you needed to, but how many people are willing to sell their engagement ring if they really needed to? I guess you would if you really had to. But you would hold on to it pretty much near the end, even when there's a kind of a gray area of if you should sell it, for example. So that was another thing. And then the last reason has to do with the history of the engagement ring. And you might not have known this, but she says that prior to the 20th century, engagement rings didn't exist except for the really rich people. So most brides, the way vast majority of brides until like almost 1950, didn't feel that they were a thing, didn't feel that they were an important thing. And that marketing campaign that a diamond is forever was one of the big things that kind of launched the engagement ring into the forefront. It wasn't that way originally. It wasn't, something that women felt like they needed. So marriage has been around forever, right? Well, not forever, but a long, long time. And according to the author, she's thinking, okay, like this tradition's been around for 70 years of giving a woman an engagement ring. And marriage has been around for, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. She's like, I'm not going to consider that enough of a tradition for me to want to uphold it. I mean, it's an interesting cultural phenomenon, she thinks, but it's not a tradition. And when you think about it too, here's the reminder, diamonds are worthless, except for the deep psychological need they fill. Just like gold, just like silver. It doesn't do anything for you. Diamonds don't actually ever do anything for you. It's only based on what people think that they're worth that makes them cost something. So it's not, you know, for example, if somehow diamonds, you know, the value of diamonds went way down, so would the value of your ring. And that's a risk you take, which is probably not a very likely thing to happen, you know, anytime soon. But it's not something that you could, you know, trade for money necessarily. I mean, trade for food. Sorry, you could trade for money. Trade for food necessarily if you really needed food or something like that. So it's an interesting thing, I think, that she has to say about that. And then just to kind of finish off today's discussion of, do you want an engagement ring? Maybe you're still saying, yes, I do. It's romantic. It's exciting. It's sweet. It's a tradition. Do it. You know, do what you want to do. But let me share kind of the interesting middle ground that Jason and I figured out together. We talked about it in advance and thought, okay, when we get engaged, I don't want a big shiny thing. One of the big reasons is because I do a lot of work outside. I do a lot of work outside, a lot of some lifting, a lot of dirty stuff and gardening, and I get cut and scratched and there's animals all around me all the time, that it would be kind of silly for me to have a nice fancy ring that you're kind of supposed to wear all the time. And so it just didn't seem right to me. Plus, I really am sensitive with certain things on my hands. I can't have long nails. It bothers me. So it didn't make sense to have a jewel sticking out that I wore every day for a long time. So we decided that I just wanted bands. And I couldn't decide between like a nice bronze color or silver. And I don't like gold as much. But we found this really great set of rings that was three. It was three different colors. It was a gold color, a silver color, and a bronze color, or a copper color. And the gold was really bronze. So when we got it, there was a silver, a bronze, and a copper. And it was only like, I'm trying to remember, it was not very much money. It was like $60 or something like that. It was not very much money. We got it from Etsy. It was handmade. That was cool. But Jason actually got an extra ring that went with a different set that I didn't know about. And it was kind of a silver one that was sort of a twisted braided ring. So I had four and I wore three together on one hand and one kind of on the separate hand. And I liked the ability to trade them out. I liked that they were, different colors. I could change them based on my outfit if I wanted to, but I still always had an engagement ring on. I liked that it already kind of looked like a wedding ring. And I liked that it had a lot of different colors in it because it symbolized the layers of our life and different things like that. And that it was just not going to get in the way. It was not too expensive, but it was still meaningful because there was multiple ones. So that's what we chose to do. So a lot of the things that this author notes about the classic engagement ring didn't really apply to mine necessarily because we paid $60 for it. We also paid it together. It wasn't just Jason paying for it because we've shared, you know, money for a long time. And we also spent the money. We didn't spend it elsewhere. Or we spent it elsewhere on the wedding. We didn't have to worry about thinking, oh, I wish we'd spent it somewhere else. It was just $60. That's like one night out eating dinner for most people. You know, that kind of thing. So I thought that was a pretty neat tradition for us to start in our family, and maybe no one else will pick it up. But, you know, who knows? So that's a little bit of my bit about our engagement ring. And I don't wear it anymore because my wedding ring replaces it, and it's just a band, and it has some markings on it that say eternal love in an old language. And so Jason's is the exact same as mine. His is just a little bit thicker. They're both silver. So it's nice to have the ability, though, to add engagement rings onto my different fingers and match based on what I want to wear. Thanks, as always, for listening to the O Woman Podcast. Remember, subscribe on iTunes. Check us out on Facebook. Check out the website, owomanpodcast.com. And check out the past episodes and episode archives if you've missed them. The link to this article that I talked about today is in the resources on relationships section of the website. So if you scroll down, you'll see on the left side a menu, and you can click on it and get to it from there. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. All right, bye.